Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the 1-2 Counts on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. I'm Zach Ulin. On today's show, we're joined by Derek Ball, Highland High School and Middle School Counselor, and Highland student Charlie Eicher, to talk about the Mental Health Awareness Week they are coordinating this week at Highland Schools. This is part one of a two-part interview. Our conversation today, it takes us to the topic of mental health awareness and Mental Health Awareness Week. Let's start out first with mental health as a topic itself. Mental health, mental illness, what are those things? How are they defined? How do you describe them?
The actual National Mental Health Awareness Week is early in October, but we as a group got together and decided we were going to do something at the end of October. Regardless of how you define mental health, I think that it's something that affects a large population, variety of ages. There's lots of undiagnosed illness out there, and there's resources, and we've improved the resources that are available in Washington County a lot. But I just think that mental illness is, especially with COVID, is running rampant right now. And, you know, anything that we can do to raise awareness, that's kind of the goal of what we're going to do next week.
Mental illnesses are kind of hard to just describe as, like, certain set of symptoms because it always affects different people differently. And I think that's one of the main things we want to talk about is it's okay to feel or not to feel okay, and that there's plenty of help that you can get.
For each of you, why do you feel this is an important topic to discuss?
For me, I know that, our school's in a rural community. You know, everything has really come to the surface with things that we're going through with COVID. But I think as a community, we have a little bit of an old school approach to mental illness and the acceptance of mental illness. And, you know, to piggyback off what Charlie said earlier, to accept the fact that sometimes people don't feel okay. And as a school and as a community and as a staff here at Highland, you know, what can we do to create a more accepting environment for students, for staff, and then as a community, what can we do to be more accepting of people regardless of, you know, mental illness or their differences. So that's one of my goals with the week.
I think it's important to talk about mental illnesses because so many people are affected by it. And if you're not okay mentally, it's going to affect your school. It can affect your physical health. So keeping that a top priority in your life is really important. It's also important to be aware of mental illnesses, even if you don't have one, so you can help other people find resources to help themselves, or you could even talk to somebody and help them through their struggles.
Who is affected both directly and secondarily?
Depending on the mental illness, it affects a wide variety of people age-wise, and anybody can be affected. And that's why it's important to have an awareness, because it can, you know, it really affects people, even the ones that you least expect. There are a lot of people that have, you know, that are able to put up a wall, and part of the reason they put up that wall is that they're not, you know, maybe in an environment that makes them comfortable with who they are. Through educating and maybe advertising some resources and some coping skills and for people that suffer from mental illness, but on the flip side also, working with those, as Charlie said, you know, that are there to support and helping friends to know what they can do to help a friend that's struggling is really important for us as a school district.
Yeah, I agree with what Mr. Ball said. I don't think that there's any specific groups or ages that are mainly affected by mental illnesses. I think any age group or person can be affected by mental illnesses, and that's why it's so important to get information out there about it so you can help people or yourself.
That was Highland High School and Middle School Counselor Derek Ball and high school student Charlie Eicher joining us to talk about the Mental Health Awareness Week they're coordinating this week at Highland Schools. This is part one of a two-part interview. You can find this interview online at kciiradio.com. I'm Zach Ulin with In Touch with Southeast Iowa on the 1-2 Counts on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII.